Welcome to another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you'd like more information or sermons, visit www.brotherjimshaw.org. Please stay tuned to the end of the broadcast for more contact information. And now, here's Brother Jim Shaw.
Jesus, in Matthew 8, verse 10, "And it came to pass, as Jesus sat at the meat in the house, behold, many publicans and sinners came and sat down with him and his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto his disciples, Why eateth your master with publicans and sinners?" Basically, they were picking and choosing. The Pharisees said they had arrived. They were putting the publicans and sinners down. And they were basically asking the disciples of Christ, why on earth would Jesus eat with such lowlifes? Yes. And here's an answer Jesus gave. "And when Jesus heard that, he said unto them, They that be whole need not a physician, but they that are sick." Let's think of that. They that are whole do not need a physician, but only those who are sick. And we know by the word of God that none of us have arrived. We're all sick. We're all on the wide gate to hell without Christ. And it took the word of God, who became flesh and dwelt amongst us, who was God, who sacrificed himself, who was the Lamb of God. It took him to deliver us out of this kingdom, the kingdom of darkness. It took him to break the bonds. It took him to set us free. And we better be renewing our minds with that revelation daily. It took him to get us out of this mess that we're in. We're all sick. And we need the great physician. Yes, we do. But the Pharisees thought they didn't. They said, who does this Jesus think he is? Obviously, he's not upper crust, or else he would not be hanging around these lowlifes. The fact of the matter is, he came to the earth. The word became flesh. He came to us lowlifes. We were doomed. We were goners. We took on the nature of Adam that got thrown out. And there was only one way to come back. Somebody had to die and pay and redeem us back. And I'll tell you what, Christian, I don't care who you might be looking at. You might be mad about the migration, and I'm not happy about it. You might be mad because you see the whole world falling apart. I'm not happy about it. But regardless, things might not be the way you want. Things might be becoming, you know, more sinful and sinful and more crazy and more crazy and more antichrist and more antichrist. It doesn't take away from the fact that you Christian, you as an individual, without the dying of Jesus on the cross for our sins, who cares how good we are? Who cares how nice the house we live in? Who cares how clean we are, educated we are? Who cares about anything? And actually, all that could get in the way and cause pride and start elevating us above our fellow man. Gang, the Lord resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. And what humbles you? I believe what humbles you is the revelation that unless Jesus Christ intervened in your life, regardless of your pension, your retirement, your nice car, your beautiful children, regardless of all that, when the lights go out and you would have met the Lord, your knees would probably be shaken. Yes, because then all the realization that I don't believe it, everything I lived for was a $3 bill. Everything I worked for was a $3 bill. Everything I put my trust in was a $3 bill. So don't get too caught up in it. If you're homeless right now, don't get in too much despair, because Jesus is there for you. If you're living in Beverly Hills right now, loaded with money, don't get too comfortable, because that could be taken away from you in a minute, and it's not going to matter a single iota when you go to be judged. What's going to be judged for whatever situation when you were in it, where was your heart? Where was your heart? Was it on a God or was it on you? You could be just as greedy and be homeless and want your cardboard box, the cardboard box you're living in, to be better than the guy's cardboard box next to you. You could be just as greedy. Yes, spirits don't play favorites. Demons don't play favorites. They want to destroy all of us. But here's the next thing Jesus said after that. I'll read it again. But when Jesus heard that he had said unto them, they that be whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. But, he says, go you and learn. He said, go and learn this verse. What does it mean? I will have mercy and not sacrifice. For I am not called to call the righteous, but the sinners to repentance. He said, I will have mercy and not sacrifice. In the book of Hosea, that's where it came from. Gang, I'll take mercy over everything. The whole thing's about mercy. Our whole forgiveness is because of mercy. Our whole existence is because of mercy. Everything is because of mercy. And that has to be one of our main attributes when we're dealing with our fellow man, is mercy. In every direction, we have to fall down on our face and beg for mercy from God, and we have to have mercy on our fellow man. Sacrifice. You could know all the sacrifices. You could be, you know, whatever. You could go through all the rituals. You could be everything. But if you don't have mercy, if we don't have mercy, what good is any of it? Because we're all going to fall short. And Jesus said this after he talked about himself eating with the publicans and the sinners. Everybody needs mercy. But us as human beings, when we do see sinners, we tend to pull back on our mercy. And we say, he's going to get what he deserves. Or, he's a sinner. No wonder this is going to happen to him. Which it may. Because there is a consequence for sin. But don't let your heart get too hard, gang. Don't let it get too hard. Because with a hardened heart, you know, it's easy to get prideful. It's easy to get vengeance. And it's easy to be bitter. If we have mercy on our fellow man, like a lot of times I see people have fallen to crime, would you want to change places with them? Look at their childhood. Would you want to change places with them? So you better watch it. A lot of people that don't have mercy are Christians because they might have been brought up in a nice Christian home and gone to a nice Christian school, and their life is so nice. And then they'll see somebody caught up in sin and go, well, if they were only as nice as me, if they were only a Christian like me, and all of a sudden pride sneaks in, mercy's eliminated, and it's not going to be fun, gang, what takes place. Beware. We have been let in on a mystery. The kingdom of God is a mystery. The cares of the world, the deceitfulness of riches, and the lusts of other things are going to try to come in and choke the word of God. And what it does is, in many occasions, we'll think we've arrived. We won't get put before the throne and scream out for mercy. We won't get before the throne and say, hey, Lord, I deserve death. No, we'll say, hey, I've already arrived. Thank you, Lord. You died on the cross for me. Close the book. No, it's a day-to-day fight, people. Every day we have to be renewed new with the word of God. Every day we need new bread by the word of God. And it's very easy, without mercy, to fall in judgment on a fellow man. And I don't like the way things are going. I see where things are going. And I see the consequence. And I see the reprobate minds. And I see the insanity. And there's no way I'm going to join in. There's no way I want to compromise. There's no way I want to tolerate it. However, I better watch how I judge my fellow man, meaning they could be wrong. I could tell by their fruits. Yes, I don't like how they're living. Yes, it goes against the rules of God. Yes, they're transgressing God's laws. However, what am I told? To pray for them. Not compromise or tolerate it, but still pray for them. Have a soft heart towards them. Realize I was there. Realize I could be there in a heartbeat. And it's only by God's grace that my sins have been forgiven. And I'm washed by his blood. So I'll read it again. But go ye and learn what this means. This is what Jesus told the Pharisees. I will have mercy and not sacrifice. For I am not come to call the righteous, but the sinners to repentance. You know, if you read through that, it means basically he came for all of us, because there is no one righteous. It says, for I am not come. How did he come? He came by being manifested in the flesh. He was God's word. He was God in the flesh. He left his heavenly home for us. He called us to lead us to repentance. And what does the word repent mean? The word repent means to change. And listener, if you're caught up in adultery, sexuality, sexual sins, greed, cheating, stealing, anxiety, repent of your sins. These are all sins that go against the first commandment, to love the Lord with all your heart, mind, and soul. And if you love the Lord with all your heart, mind, and soul, you will do his word, which is to be obedient. Otherwise, even if you're religious, you're just a hearer of the word. And a hearer of the word has his foundation built on sand. And when the trials of the world come, the foundation of sand will crumble. It's kind of like the second part of Mark 4. When the seed is fallen on shallow ground, all right? The ground hasn't been worked. It hasn't been tilled. So when it's full of stones, it's rocky soil. So when the seed grows, it'll grow beautifully. But then the sun comes and scorches it. So the word of God living in you will be tested. Don't let it get scorched out. You will take offense. Your parents, your family, your friends might leave you. So what? Let God work your soil. Let him work your soil so that word takes hold and eventually bears fruit for Jesus. Gang, the walk with Christ is a walk of testing. It's a walk of suffering. It's a walk of continual repentance as the Lord puts the enemy in front of us and shows us what's going on. But as I'm finishing this up, you know, the sacrifices of God are always there. The rituals of God are always there. But there's this thing called mercy that God loves. And it's the main thing he showed to us. So I believe truly, it's the main thing that we should show to everybody else. Don't compromise. Don't tolerate. But don't get on your high horse either. Have mercy for your fellow man. And God bless you. And amen.
You've been listening to Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you would like more information or sermons, we can be reached at www.brotherjimshaw.org. That's www.brotherjimshaw.org, or write to P.O. Box 690492, Vero Beach, Florida. You can also call 717-451-9767. Again, 717-451-9767. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you again next time for another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. To view more messages on Brother Jim's YouTube page, please visit www.brotherjimshaw.org.